these masculinity coaches and femininity coaches, they don't make any sense. The one thing I realized is I stopped watching this dude because he's talking about sex. Being sexy, sexual, and all this stuff. I'm like, okay, I'm done. As soon as I seen that, like the stuff, okay, the other stuff, it makes sense. But after that, like, I'm done because we're bombarded with sex. And I'm not interested in that, so I don't know. If you want to give advice, then you're going to have to know what's going on. But you don't know what's going on. I never said men are cracking jokes and hurting women's feelings. I didn't say that. What I said was, you know, I could crack jokes with this woman. We can do it back and forth with each other. Just not her, but me as well. She could possibly hurt me if, you know, because, you know, we're, you know, we have great sense of humor. Unlike some people, we actually do. That's what I meant. But you want to twist that to think, you know, it's most men, there are men that are doing that to hurt women's feelings. I never said that. You're coming to the wrong, this female's come to the wrong conclusion. Number one. Number two, I didn't say I was, I expected a woman to cook or clean or something. And I would take it on dates. I never said that. I said at least Chinese women, they could cook and clean. That's it. Because there are plenty of Western women, they can't cook or clean. They can't cook, okay? They can't. They're not willing to step in line to cook. This female coach talks about, you know, don't cook for your husband. If she gets, you know, if she gets upset enough, so... But if they don't cook in the first place, why does that matter? There are men, if they can't cook, then they're willing to learn to cook. They're taking cooking classes. If you want to punish a person, that's going to work. That's going to work against your agenda because even this guy's a control. You're trying to control someone. You don't punish somebody, your partner. You don't do that, especially your you know, your husband. You don't do that because eventually, like, there are men willing to cook. So you don't cook, okay? That's fine. There are plenty of men, they can cook. My only true friend, he can cook. He always cooks. He always cooked. I had a customer. He always cooked. So what then? So they're gonna punish them another way. Eventually, these men, they're gonna get fed up. That's all they're gonna do. They might cheat. They might just end the marriage, or they're not gonna have sex, or they're just gonna be distant. That's it. You're teaching women to punish the person, not to resolve the issue. You can't do that. Other gender, there was a guy, he didn't want sex anymore because he wanted a new couch. That couch was like, what, 3 years old or 5 years old? That's new enough. But she wanted another couch. Now he's going to have to get in debt. Then he has going to have to pay it off. So, like, he has to work overtime. So he was venting about that. And then he decided to punish her by not having sex. And after a few weeks, I think 2 weeks, she got emotional. She got irritated. Then eventually she got angry. But I'm only speculating it's a punishment. I don't know because he has to work overtime. Then he's too tired. If he's working too much overtime, he's too tired to have sex. But she's angry about that. That's her fault. I don't care if you think I'm weak because most men are weak. Most men are weak. This masculine dating coach, he said he was in his feminine. He said that. Most men aren't feminine. Most women are masculine. It's not just an attachment style, you know. It's not just a childhood trauma. It's not just, it's beyond that. The divine feminine that you talk about, is this female talks about, it's not what she claims it is. It's not. Either she don't know any better, or she's just making stuff up and intentionally doing that. Divine feminine doesn't attract people. That's not what it's meant for. Divine feminine, that's a religious or spiritual concept. That's what it is. It's not to even seem retention. That's not to, you know, attract women. That's not what it's meant for. It does, but that's not what it's meant for. It's meant for you to be on your purpose, to work out your issues, including your traumas and stuff. That's what it's for. It's for you. That's why I've been trying to do it. Sometimes I fail. You know, semen retention, people relapse. This one guy did it for 5 months, semen retention. Then he relapsed because he was seeking your external validation because people didn't want to talk to him anymore. They changed their behavior. Then eventually he ended up having sex because he's seeking an external. It's not meant for that. That's not what it's meant for. So he had to start over again. He made a promise to himself. He's not going to have sex or masturbate for a year. But he has failed. And that's okay. I can't judge him because that's what it's for. So you don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to start reading, like I watched this video, and they're talking about how keep people low by, you know, by constantly stimulated. So after today, then I'm just going to watch far less videos. That's what I'm going to do. I might just download it and on the rare case it's MP3, because there are videos that I want to watch. Certain videos, but I'm going to watch far less and stuff. And I'm just going to continue to read books. I've been a little bit lazy, to be honest, but that's what I'm going to do because my passion is cycling, but I want to do something new. And it gets expensive and stuff, and I have to go to the bike shop frequently because the brake pads, they need to be changed more often because the with the disc brakes, and I don't know, I want to do something new. That's basically why. I don't know. So I guess I'm going to work out a lot more with martial arts. I'm going to read more and stuff like that. So yeah, because it's just keeping me on a low, you know, low vibration or whatever, you know, watching these, the phone and all these things. So it's not good. I know that. But this guy has made it clear. He was showing why it's not. And another reason why, you know, the men are not passing the shit test. So that's another reason why, you know, the women are divorcing. But there are multiple reasons. So, and you can't stop that. That's not something you can stop. Or with most women, you can't, because that's part. It's biological. She's supposed to do that. She's supposed to. Not every, you know, not often, but occasionally she's supposed to do that because she wants to feel safe. So if you don't pass that, then there are multiple reasons. Which reason is it? There are multiple reasons why women are divorcing, multiple reasons. It's not just one thing. It's multiple. And those are only the things that I'm aware of. That's all. But you talk, this lady talking femininity, but she's doing a masculine thing. Making videos and somebody because you're speaking and somebody has to receive it. So it's feminine to listen. Technically, it's feminine to watch videos or listen to music because you're receiving that. But this lady, she's doing a masculine role. If you want to be technical, okay then. Owning your own business, I don't know. But if you're working outside of the home, that's a masculine trait. That's what men are supposed to do. And women are stressed out because they're doing, you know, they're doing something typically that's more masculine. Women are four times stressed, especially in the corporate environment, they're four times as stressed compared to men. And this female, she's a narcissist, I'm sure, because I've done that. And I attract those things. I said that. And this guy's right. The guy that made the video, he's right. I'm just proving my point. That's it. She's a narcissist, too. I know that. If you do some research, you know that. There are sex narcissists, financial, whatever. Yeah, I have intentionally done that. She is. This feminine causes the narcissist. I don't know if she's but won't. It looks like it. That's why I'm not interested in casual sex. I'm not interested in that. That's not what I'm interested in. It don't matter. Most men are weak. So if this feminine coach teaching women not to deal with guys like me, then okay. How are you going to know that? If I don't say anything, how are you going to know? I'm a threat. I'm a threat because I'm moral. That's it. I'm a threat. I'm not saying I'm a good person. I'm not saying that, but I'm... Women can't control. They can't control me. They can't because I'm not interested in casual sex. That's how women control the men. Sometimes, like, you know, Roma Army, she tricked me, but eventually, like, I get it. She's just playing that. But she has OnlyFans. She has not OnlyFans, but she has Patreon. She's doing the same thing as OnlyFans. But it's just on Patreon. That's it. I'm not slamming her, but. She don't care about them. I want to see. I want to see who these people are. That's all. I want to see. This feminine coach, she don't know what she's talking about. Some of it she does, but... Some of it she don't know. So she's going to give the bad advice. They're going to come back because they're going to have more problems. They're going to have more problems. It's guaranteed. Because that's a low vibration. Casual sex is a low vibration. If you could, typically people have several sex partners. If that's all you're into, I mean, that's fine, but you're going to cause problems. It's not just the childhood trauma stuff. It's not the attachment issue. That's not the only problem. Even if you don't have that, you're going to run into problems. You're going to be messed up. Because it's like a drug. It's no different than a drug. It's no different. No different than being an alcoholic. If you're looking for love or whatever that is, it means love, a feeling, that's a drug. That's an actual drug. I'm not interested in dates. Technically, I'm not even interested in dating. I'm not. Because dating is immoral, so technically I'm not interested in that because I don't want sex. If I wanted sex, I don't have to pay for it. Typically, I don't. Or I don't have to buy gifts. I don't have to do something. I know. I would have done that. I mean, I had a woman, she wanted to come to my door. She wanted to come direct to my door. I don't even have to say what. She told me that. I'm not interested. I was willing to meet her halfway so we can go bowling. I want to be nice, and I would have paid to go bowling. But she wanted to sleep with me. Still, she did. I paid for everything. Still, she complained. I paid for everything because I don't want her to complain. She wanted to pay. I don't want sex. I don't want to do anything with her other than go bowling. We didn't even go bowling. The other one, we ended up having sex. She brought a fruit tray. She brought a fruit tray. We ended up having sex. On top of that, she let me drive her car. I drove a few times, but I told her I don't want to drive it anymore because I already have a car. I already have a car, so why would I need to drive her car? I didn't have to buy her anything if I didn't want to. I didn't try to trick her. There's no tactics. I didn't use law of attraction. It's not that. She's just older. She has more money. She don't make that much money, but her husband gets the money, and she can do that. That's all. I don't think spend foolishly. I don't think so. I don't think she does that. But we never went out. She never wanted to be seen with me. She never wanted to. Because she's older than me, much older. So she, I don't know, that's the only thing I can guess. Because she don't want to, other than to buy her drink, she don't want to go out and eat. I asked her. Didn't even want to go for walks because she don't want to be seen with me. Because I'm younger. She was 17 years older. I don't have to pay for anything. I never asked her to bring the fruit tray. She just brought it. She bought it on her own. She came late, by the way. She came late. She wanted to be in a relationship. Because I did spend some money. I don't have to spend a lot. She wanted to be in a relationship. I'm not going to tell my secrets. I'm not. You don't have to spend a lot of money. You don't have to make it, the woman be happy, even if you don't. She'll fall in love with you. I tried to, once I found out she separated, I tried to convince her to date somebody else. I've done that. And she says she don't want to. She fell hard for me. She did. I don't want a relationship. She didn't tell me up front she's separated. She didn't tell me that. There are married women. So there are married women that cheat on their partner. So like, why would I, go on a date with a married woman? Why would I do that? Never mind the women that has a boyfriend they're willing to cheat. There are plenty of women like that. How do I know that? Because this guy online talked about it. His videos are gone. The old videos, they're all gone. But he mentioned that his friends end up having sex with married women. And apparently, they find out afterwards. That's how they know. So it don't make sense being a team player. It don't make sense being a team player with somebody that's already committed. It don't make any sense. It don't make any sense. If she's already, there are enough women like that. Because the dude talks about it. On a regular basis, they don't even have to go on a date. He himself gets messages from a woman. He mentioned that. He don't even have to go on a date. This woman messaged a group of men or whatever, and she asked, for a dude to come over to have sex with her. She didn't have to do that. He didn't have to go on a date with her. He didn't have to do anything. He don't want to. In fact, he don't want to. Because he has daughters, so he don't want to do that. That's right. On top of that, I don't believe in dating. Technically, I don't believe in that. Yeah, I can take her out. I can take her out. That's people pleasing. That's what you're doing. If you're taking a woman out and you're buying gifts, you're trying to please her. That's what you're trying to do. I know that. The men, they're, you know, putting women on a pedestal. They're getting underneath to propose to her. That's putting on a pedestal. I know that. Because this guy talks about that. So I know. My passion is cycling. That's my real passion. But I want to try something new. So that's all. And I've been kind of not working out that much, other than walking a little bit. So that's my passion, cycling. Then I wouldn't even be on here. Probably wouldn't be on here as much, really. Not too much. But I've been watching a video and they talk about keeping people low. And he's right. It's because constant stimulation from being online. He talked about that. And he said he didn't have a phone before. And then when he got a phone, COVID, there's nothing to do. And it just makes you a whole lot worse. So I'm going to start watching, start cutting down watching the videos and stuff, and then eventually, and just read, and I don't know, working out and other stuff. But I want to know, I want to know how people think, how they roll, because that's interesting with me. But this female, like I seen the blog post or whatever, the media article, and it shows her having a $20,000 handbag, apparently. It's $20,000. Somebody mentioned in the comments because they were criticizing her, slamming her. She don't know how to hold a wine glass, but she has a $20,000 handbag. So I don't know. That looks like a expensive handbag. So looks like she's trying to teach women to get these kind of things, right? I'm not interested in that. I even if I can afford that. Why would I be interested in that? The sex, I don't want that, so. That's why I'm a threat, because I'm not interested in that, Because I'm not interested in that. The thing I learned to copy date was somebody mirrored a video about a woman complaining that, she didn't have a problem going to copy date. She had a problem with the dude just wanted sex. She just wanted a guy to build her a house. She wanted a boyfriend to build her a house. So she's not interested in building anything. She's not even it. She says she don't want to get married. Just want to use the guy just for sex and to get, barbecue. So just to, get stuff from him. I know what's going on, and I continue to learn. But I have learned enough, so I know what's going on now. I know. I should be working on my passions, whatever. But that's not my passion. Work, cycling is my passion, but I already done that. So I'm gonna start reading more and stuff, and making less videos, unless I don't know. But I'm definitely going to cut down on watching videos. I don't know. But this woman, she don't know what she's talking about. Some cases she does, but divine feminine, that's not what it is. It's not to attract people. That's not what divine feminine is. Divine feminine, that's a religious or spiritual thing. It's not to attract people. That's what, Either she don't know better, or that's just to scam people, because somebody used those kind of things. I'm not saying if you use that term, you're being a scammer, but possibly that is. That's a red flag. Goddesses, divine feminine, all this stuff, that's apparently used by scammers. If you're divine feminine, okay, then that's all you are. Okay, this person on TikTok mentioned that. She's just doing it for a solution. I don't know. Okay, I'm weak, so what then? Most men are weak, so what? You're gonna have to, these women are gonna have to compete for 10% men. I'm assuming, okay, it's 20%, then how are you gonna compete for 20% of men? How are women gonna do that? If it's just buying gifts, and they're gonna, these men, they're gonna just deal with the youngest woman. Whatever that age is, I don't know, 20 years old. I mean, if you're 30, you might not get it. You might be too old. Because in my study, a long time ago, I read an article that, you know, the men would buy girls' gifts. The girls, 16-year-olds. That's the article, if I remember correctly. 16-year-olds buying the gifts to go out on dates and stuff and having sex with a 16-year-old. But those are old. That's old school now. They don't play that way anymore. Just go to Sugar Baby then. Tell these women to go to Sugar Baby site then. That's what they want. Just be honest about it. On top of that, this guy talks about, you know, abundance mindset. He talked about that. Because he has multiple, you know, he has multiple women that he can have sex with. He can do that. The feminists talk about it. I don't think she was lying, but I don't know. But eventually this guy talks about it, so I'm sure. He does that himself. He said that. He has an abundant mindset. He has options to sleep with multiple women. I wouldn't do that, but I don't know. It's not going to work. Even if it works, how many guys can be afford to do that? Constantly buy her gifts. How many guys, they're going to end up broke. They're not going to get married. Even if they get married, he's going to be pulling debt. Because he's going to have to buy engagement ring, wedding ring, pay for the wedding. He's going to be pulling debt. And I know women, they don't want to pay for the bills. They don't want to help. Some of the women, they don't. I know that. That's why this feminist coach talks about, you know, the men asking loan for the business, right? You're supposed to have one bank account. If you're married, you're supposed to have one account. You might have separate business account, but you should have the, on top of that, if to ask a woman for a loan for a business, that's receiving, right? If you want to use those terms, masculine and feminine, asking for a loan, that's feminine. That's no different than a husband. I mean, a boyfriend asking for money, okay, it's different. So what? That's feminine thing to do, to ask for your wife for money to start up a business. That's a feminine thing. Because he's receiving the money from her.